welcome to another episode of The Good Night Show with me, Daniel Van Kirk. It is Monday, May 25th, a holiday, which we will get into in a second, and it is around 12 a.m. Rochelle, Illinois time. I'm glad that you are here. Let's say hello to our producer, because the show is better when he is around. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Noah Eberhardt. Noah, how are you, my man?
Good night, Daniel. Good night, buddy. I'm doing okay.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Nice. Some stuff off the top. I want to remind everybody, I might talk about it again later on in the show, but this Friday night, I am part of a fundraising event, a comedy show for a very good cause. There is a man in Chicago that has dedicated his life to helping out the youth in and around his community, neighborhood, and Chicago as a city, as a whole. He lost the use of his legs due to a gunfire while protecting his daughter from that gunfire. And this is a show to help raise money so that he can make his home ADA accessible. And if you are interested in that, you can go to the link in either one of my bio pages on Instagram or on Twitter. There you'll find the event. There are tickets for the show. The way that you can contribute, you get a ticket, quote-unquote ticket, to the show by making any donation at all. I will be doing some new material. I will probably be doing some old fun Chicago material. It's this Friday night, the 29th, 8 o'clock, Rochelle, Illinois time. That is 6 o'clock in LA and 9 o'clock on the East Coast. So if you can come out to that, or you would like to make a contribution to help somebody who helps so many other people, you can do that this weekend. You know what else you can do? You can become a part of this show. All you have to do is call 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. There you can leave a voicemail, or you could use that number to text me at 609-644-4855, or you could even email me thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. There, I would love for you to send me positive stories in your life. What are things that you have run into or have happened that have made you happy or proud or just added something positive into your life? You can also ask me any sex and relationship advice questions that you have. Those are exclusively used for or showcased on the Good Night Show back page edition. And I love hearing from you guys and answering in an honest and heartfelt way, as well as you can give me recommendations for anything to read, watch, or be entertained by. Again, that's 609-955, or email me at thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. All right, since it is Monday, we start out every week by looking at the national calendar, the national event calendar, the national days of celebration calendar. I don't know what the official term for it is, but we run down the week and learn a little bit along the way and usually find an excuse to eat something bad for us. Not very often is it National Carrot Day, but I bet that is a day and we'll get to it. And I bet it's National Carrot Cake Day when we get there. All right, it is Monday, May 25th. Let's start out at the beginning of the week because it's Memorial Day, which is the last Monday in May. Also, in my opinion, kind of the, a lot of people say unofficial, but to me it feels like the official start of summer. I know that this summer feels a little bit different for all of us, myself included. I was born in the summer. I love the summer. Summer is my time of year. I love it when it is hot. I'm into it. I know there are times when it's uncomfortable, but I would rather take the uncomfortable hotness than the uncomfortable coldness. I know it's going to be a little bit of a different one, but it is Memorial Day, and I hope in some way we can all make that feel like the start of summer for us. Memorial Day honors the men and women who died while serving the U.S. military, which is what it's really about. Originally known as Decoration Day, it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. I did not know that. I would have thought 50s or 40s or something like that. Many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials, holding family gatherings, and participating in parades. Unofficially, it marks the beginning of summer, or officially if you're Daniel Van Kirk. Traditionally on Memorial Day, the U.S. flag is raised briskly to the top of the staff, then solemnly lowered to the half-staff position, where it remains until noon, in remembrance of the more than 1 million men and women who gave their lives for their country. At noon, it is then raised to full staff, for the remainder of the day to signify that the country is resolved to not let their sacrifice be in vain, but to rise up in their honor and continue to fight for liberty and justice for all. I did not know that about the flag. Did you know that, Noah?
I did not know that, although I have a fair amount of flag raising and lowering experience from my time in Boy Scout camp. Also flag folding experience. Mm-hmm.
Which is a very serious deal. Did you know?
It is.
Quickly, yeah. We are not a political show, so this is not what this is about. But for all of the people who get very like, you're disrespecting the flag. Did you know that part of the, I don't know, I'm not smart in every way. Some ways.
Flag code?
Yeah, flag code. I was going to say flag bylaws. So see, that's why I need you. It is disrespectful to the flag to wear the American flag on clothing.
It is.
So all these people that are like, in my opinion, flag waving for the wrong reasons, not understanding the freedom and liberties that it gives us to do what we choose to do as citizens of this country. Just having it on your shirt is technically disrespecting the flag. Not to ruin anybody's unofficial start of summer, but maybe tell your Aunt Karen to tone it down. It's also National Tap Dance Day. Tap is one of America's original art forms. Did not know that, but now I like it a little bit more. It is a percussive dance. Dance stating back to the 1800s, developed primarily from African and Irish influences, National Tap Dance Day takes place on the birthday of Bill Robinson, aka Mr. Bojangles. Great Sammy Davis Jr. song. One of the most prolific tap dancers in history, George H.W. Bush signed the day into American law in 1989. Other notable tap dancers include Fred Astaire, Gregory Hines, Ginger Rogers, and Savion Glover. Noah, have you ever tried to tap?
I've never tried it. I don't know if I quite have the twinkle toes that are necessary to be a good tap dancer.
I could tap.
I think you could.
I don't know why. I just feel like I could learn. I'd have to learn. I'm not taking it away from anybody.
I could also see you like. I could also see you doing like traditional Irish dance for some reason, like an Irish jig.
I'm a great dancer.
I know you are.
Oh, you saw Weekend in Texas, part one. Yeah,
but I've never seen like a tradition. You do a traditional dance.
Well, I'd have to be trained, but I think I've got the soul for it.
I think so.
Thanks, buddy. The other thing I was going to say is I wonder where clogging falls into. That's a German dance, right?
And like the Van Kirk's like polka, right? What do you do for a polka dance?
Drink.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
That checks out. Well, that's fitting because guess what else is on Monday, May 25th? It's National Wine Day, not to be confused with National Drink Wine Day, which is on February 18th. It was believed that the earliest known production of wine dated all the way back to 4300 BC in the Arine? I don't know. I tried. Cave in Vayots Zor in Armenia. Discovered in 2010, archaeologists found cups and jars holding wine, wine presses and fermentation vats that were used in production of wine, as well as grape seeds and vines. Archaeologists also unearthed the world's oldest leather shoe in the same cave earlier that year.
Wow.
Yeah. But in 2017, scientists discovered that winemaking actually goes back much further, when 8,000-year-old pottery jar fragments containing residual wine compounds were found in the country of Georgia. The top five most popular wines in order are Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Arienne. I don't know if I've ever had that. Is it Aaron? How do you say
it? I don't know that one.
I don't either. Tempranillo. And which is good. I really like that. And Chardonnay, which your mom likes. Not you specifically. Yes. I'm just saying, generally speaking, to anyone who can hear me, it's likely that your mom likes Chardonnay. And guess who else? Me. I like Chardonnay.
Chardonnay's great. It goes with everything. You can eat it with almost any food and it will pair well. That's
nice.
You know.
See, Noah? Tuesday the 26th is National Paper Airplane Day. It's an unofficial observance to commemorate the simple aeronautical toy. Paper Airplane Day celebrations typically include gatherings at which participants create and fly paper airplanes. These events often feature contests in two basic flight categories, distance and time in air. As of 2012, Takuo Tatara, I tried, holds the world record for the longest time in the air of 27.9 seconds. I imagine that is from standing, right? Because you can't go to like the top of a stadium and then count that.
Yeah, it must be from a level playing field.
Yeah, average height, like 5 to 7 feet. The distance record is 226 feet, 10 inches, and was set by Joe Ayoub with a plane constructed by John Collins. So they had a builder and a flyer, two different people, in February of 2012. I remember, I mean, were paper planes like a big deal for you growing up?
Yeah, like,
do you think
I remember
kids are still doing
lot.
Paper planes?
I hope so.
Paper plane making was an art form when I was in grade school. Like people had different techniques and styles. I remember like a small box style one. And then like you had your very aerostream, like a fighter jet style ones.
Yep.
Yeah. I wonder if kids, if anybody has kids, just shoot me a little text and let me know. I'm just curious. I would love to hear. Also, get your calories in because it's National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. Eat the hell out of some cheesecake, it says here. And that is on Tuesday, May 26th. Noah, do you have a favorite cheesecake?
I like the traditional. That's enough for me. Cheesecake is so dense and so sweet and so rich that like I almost don't need anything else to go with it.
See,
you know what I mean?
I think one of my first like food obsessions was my grandmother's cherry cheesecake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she would make that for every family get together and I would just crush it. I loved it. It was very, very good. And I was very much into it. But I also, I'll love a good, like if I'm at the factory, if we're rocking the Cheesecake Factory, I love the turtle. Sunday cheesecake.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's my jam. Let's jump into Wednesday the 27th. It's National Sunscreen Day. I'm sure this coincides with it being, quote unquote, the beginning of summer. The day reminds us that the sun's harmful UV rays pose threats to your skin and our health. Those picturesque rays can trigger skin cancers, and sunscreen is one of the easiest and most accessible ways to protect against them. So get out those sunscreen tubes and sprays. I'm a spray guy because sun protection is trending today and every day. Hot tip, find water-resistant products with SPF of at least 30 and look for the words broad spectrum, which means it protects both UVA and UVB. Burning rays. That's a little a note for you guys there. Let's move on to Thursday the 28th. It is Amnesty International Day. Amnesty International Day recognizes the need to protect human rights around the world. The Amnesty International organization strives to accomplish these goals by providing awareness and recognition of the issues. They work to publicize local and regional problems and to arouse citizens, governments, and politicians to take action. All right. I hope you aren't too full on cheesecake from Tuesday, because on Thursday, the 28th of May, it is National Hamburger Day. I need another reason to go to In-N-Out or Shake Shack or anywhere that serves a burger. National Hamburger Day. Americans eat over 50 billion burgers a day.
A year.
Why doesn't somebody name their restaurant Billion Burgers a year? Yeah. Why doesn't somebody name their place Billion Burgers a year? Billion burgers a year sounds like B-Bay. You can go down to B-Bay. Yeah, billion burgers a year. So it's only fitting that we set aside a whole day for these special sandwiches. Now you're going to start an argument. Originating in Hamburg, Germany, the hamburger as we know it was developed in Seymour, Wisconsin, a town still famous for its hamburger heroics. People have been eating cooked meat on bread for centuries, but the association with Hamburg seems to stem from a 1758 recipe for a dish called the Hamburg sausage. Very
I like cool. A good steamed ham.
You do?
You know? Sure.
It is. I like hot ham water. On Friday, the 29th, it is Learn About Composting Day. We all want to do our part to conserve natural resources and reduce our carbon footprint. Composting is decomposed organic matter that can be made from kitchen scraps, lawn clippings, newspapers, coffee grounds, just about any unprocessed foods. It's not only an environmentally safe fertilizer, but it can help you save water, energy, fuel, and money. It also keeps toxins from getting in our runoff and groundwater through the use of chemical-based commercial fertilizers. The use of natural fertilizer made from compost will make your garden hospitable to wildlife helpers like honeybees, hummingbirds, and worms. If you have a garden and you care about it and you're trying to make it great and you don't do composting or you're not familiar with it, I would say get familiar with it and start doing it, because you will get much better food by using the extra organic waste in your life to make it happen. So I highly recommend it. Let's take a quick little break. When we come back, we will read some Germania Butson news from the Marquette County Tribune right after this. I want to tell you about High Noon Hard Seltzer, made with real vodka and real juice, because there's a lot of fake out there, but things just got real. High Noon Sun Sips are the easy drinking, great tasting, sun toasting, blue sky celebrating, memory making awesomeness in a can. Hard seltzers can be made from just about any mixture of soda water and alcohol. Some brands use malt liquors and sugar to flavor their drinks, but High Noon uses real vodka and real fruit juice for 100 calories of easy drinking, take anywhere deliciousness. High Noon Sun Sips are offered in four refreshing flavors: grapefruit, pineapple, black cherry, and watermelon, and the juice in each High Noon Sun Sip is real. They use a mix of juices to make each flavor, but everything comes from real fruit. High Noon Sun Sips come in packs of four and a variety 12 pack, and on their website you can search for places near you to buy High Noon with their Where to Buy page. You can also check out your favorite grocery store, liquor store, or stay safe and practice distance socializing by checking with your preferred alcohol delivery service. High Noon is currently available in 32 states, but if they're not available where you are, contact them and see how they can help. So check out highnoonspirits.com and enjoy responsibly. High Noon Hard Seltzer, things just got real. Are you looking for a way to let everyone know that you're serious about social distancing, staying safe, and being smart, but you want to look good at the same time? Check out Real Day Design. They have a variety of shirt styles that look and feel great while also sending the message that you care about your health and you care about the people around you. Choose from a short sleeve or long sleeve tee, crew neck sweatshirt, or even a football jersey style t-shirt. Any option is perfect for looking good and feeling comfortable in your own home or on a walk. But letting people know you are part of the social distancing club doesn't just have to be worn. You can show everyone in your Zoom meeting where your priorities lie with a social distancing club coffee mug. So quarantine but make it fashion by visiting Real Day Design online at bonfire.com/store/real-day-design-co. Again, that's Real Day Design online. Just go to bonfire.com and search for Real Day Design. All right, we are back, and as always, we close out our Monday episodes after we run down the events happening in the week. We close out with Germania Butson news from Rhonda Goldsmith, as written and printed in the Marquette County Tribune in Marquette County, Wisconsin. That newspaper is printed. It's delivered to my Uncle Bob's house. My Uncle Bob takes a picture, and then he sends it to us so that I can read it to you. I hope you are enjoying hearing this as much as I am reading it. So now, thank you, Rhonda Goldsmith. Let's learn about what's going on in Germania, Butson, and the surrounding townships. During the year 2000, Germania elected two unofficial officials to serve the Community Development Association. The voting ran for dog catcher, but candidates were close in votes, so Mike Marshall was elected as our dog catcher, with Comstock's own Roger Callhammer being named cow catcher of Germania. Roger was a longtime employee of the Long Branch Saloon in Germania and a friend to so many in the area. He loved a good adventure, and he took part in many parades and helped with bartending. In 2019, we drove past his house and greeted him and family in the parade lineup. A few times, he even jumped up on the official's float to ride along and throw candy to the crowd. I worked alongside Roger many Sunday nights at the bar, and we made a good team. One year, we dressed up as M&Ms. He was, of course, the peanut one. There was the Halloween that we role reversed, and he showed up to work with a ponytail, earrings, lipstick, and shorts, and I borrowed a pair of his suspenders and a stuffed pillow in my polo shirt. He was lovingly known as Fish Lips in an attempt to steal a kiss from his sugar lips. I am saddened to report that Roger passed away at home in Germania on Sunday, May 10th. He spent a very short time at home on hospice with his family and wife of many decades, Sandy. Roger will be missed by so many and remembered for so many great things. He left us before the Packers stripes showed up on his sunny yellow home. Swim peacefully to heaven, Fish Lips. I love you. A member of Montello royalty was honored to be the recipient of a birthday parade near White Lake on May 10th. Lucy Williams turned 60 this year on Mother's Day and was surprised to find a lineup of cars and balloons, signs and cheers waiting for her at the end of her UTV ride. Through tears of joy, Lucy thanked all and laughed as she celebrated her best birthday ever. Wednesday, Mike and I picked up our lunch from Crossroads Chateau and were happy to spend a few minutes chatting with the owner and my best friend, Vicky Zaja. She is happy to be staying busy and to have her son Zach at home during this weird time. Zach has turned a part of the pole shed into an art studio where he busily created a beautiful piece for his grandma, Dale Saja. Zach, you are so talented, and we are glad that you share your creativity with us all. The retired breakfast clubbers have not been able to gather at their favorite eating establishments, so they are sitting in the woods and hunting for turkey. Mark Schumacher of Richford brought down a good-sized bird, while Roger Goldsmith of Newton shot two birds. Don Lang and Fred Wenzel might be fishing or hunting, but I have not heard a recent report. Stay safe, and soon you will be harassing the waitresses at the breakfast table once again. My sisters Dawn Smith and Julie Snyder met for dinner on Mother's Day with our mom Kathleen Goldsmith in Ward, Arkansas. Mom had some help in the kitchen preparing lunch while Julie worked on her lawnmower. Mom said it wouldn't drive properly, only in circles. Come to find out, the steering mechanism was worn out. Dawn was busy painting the living room and planned to hang pictures back up when finished. I wish I was there to join in the fun. We let Yahoo's Bar and Grill do the cooking for our Saturday supper, and it was very good. I enjoyed chatting with owner Jeffrey Dye, and of course, hearing a serenade as I walked up to the door. Help Me Rhonda is, of course, one of my favorite songs after all. The smell of the char grill was invitingly strong outside as you entered the building. Mike and I had been working outside all day in the sunshine and looked forward to a Yahoo's burger and fries, onion rings, and cheese curds. Hang in there, guys. We hope to soon be back up and running as close to normal as possible. Happy birthday wishes are extended to Erica Oaks and her adorable daughter, Ray Lynn Oaks of Montello, on May 14th, along with all the others who celebrate a birthday this week. The Orioles have been busy in my yard visiting the feeders and chasing each other. I hate that they have to fight because I have made several feeders available in all areas of the yard, but it is out of my control, I suppose. My enjoyment in seeing the beauty of their colorful feathers as they flit across the treetops and hearing their song. Nan Hins was happy to hear a whippoorwill call in the woods of her new home atop the hill one evening. It had been ages since she heard the lonesome bird's song. Let your love shine and take a minute to say hello to someone that may be stuck at home and needing a good word from you. Tonight's episode of The Good Night Show was produced by Noah Eberhardt. It was engineered and mixed by Brandon Lynch Solomon, with production assistance from Ben Zeiper and Lissa Rubin. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard, and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. You can check out more of his work at cmdugan.com. If you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. There you can sign up for The Good Night Show Weekend Edition, as well as exclusive weekly episodes of some of our favorite topics. Plus, you can get a supercut of this entire week's worth of shows, as well as access to the entire back catalog of the Hindsight podcast. There are three Patreon tiers available, and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. The Good Night Show is not part of any network, so all proceeds go directly to the costs and people that keep this show on the air. Your support matters and is greatly appreciated. One way to support is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes and tell everyone about this show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.